difference at this point does it make?
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Some people did something.
Come on, man. Come on.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man. Come on.
You may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. Not a joke. By the way, all you teachers out there, not that many of you are going to die, so don't worry about it. So don't worry about it. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Okay, I guess we do. Yeah, very foundations.
I will not stand by and watch. I will not, the will of the American people, be overturned by wild conspiracy theories and baseless evidence-free claims of fraud.
Hey, he was actually talking pretty fast there. I think I actually had to record it. By the way, it is the news. Hold on a minute. Just hold on a minute. That might be the news. Is it the news? It's the news. According to me. Good morning. It is live, finally, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, March 5th. Did not get anything done this morning that I wanted to get done. Prep for the show this morning, but this is what we got. You're going to get what you got. That's what you get. Just put it this way. Your money's, you're going to get your money's worth today. That's what you're going to get. I know you know, for those of you who are paying patrons of this thing, there's no paying for this. It's all freebie. I take care of the bill. I got the tab for you on this one. Sponsored by me and my brain, so it's not very, not a big sponsor. It's kind of a old decrepit sponsor, but that's what you get. Hey, I got a few things to talk about. Today is Thursday. Thunder. I should probably come up with some kind of a background thing for that. Actually, I need to have some thunder. That would be kind of cool. Probably is something on here. I got something somewhere, I'm sure. I'll find it later. After the show's over. Anyway, we're live today on Podbean. We're live on Podbean. We are also recording this, so if you don't have a chance to listen to this, it will be on the record. On the record, you'll be able to listen to it. And I'm at the worldwide headquarters today. The worldwide universal headquarters of the news, according to moi. That's what we sometimes call it when we're in France. We have a few things going on tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be another late show, but it's planned that way. What's going on there? It's staticky. What's going on? I'm touching the microphone. We have tomorrow we're going to be in Columbus, Ohio, but however, it's probably going to be closer to noon by the time you get a show tomorrow before it gets published. Now, unfortunately, there's no AI here today. I don't understand why it's not running. I can run it on my laptop. I can run it on my computer at home. This is a newer computer. I think this is actually newer than even my laptop. Let's find out. Let's go to the little Apple up there and see what about this Mac here. This is this is my newest one. It's it doesn't say 2017. This thing's less than 10 years old. It's only 9 years old. But it doesn't have something that it requires it to run. I don't know what I have to. I didn't think about it. I thought I had everything wrapped up in the one folder that I have on my drive, my Ethernet, out there, what do they call it? The server out there in the ethosphere. Had all that. I thought I had it all in there. Well, apparently it won't just run. It has to have something locally here to make it work, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I wonder if I can just click on something here and make it work. Let's find out. I'm gonna go over here and find out. Oh, I gotta find a thing. Wait, where's that thing? Oh, that's not what I wanted. Where's the thing? I don't know where the thing is. We have, I'm not gonna even look for it. We have, now I'm caught on this whole thing trying to find this. There we go. Now we got some, that looks more normal. However, it's not gonna work. I have, it's just weird. It's weird that it's not, I would think that my desktop would have it in there. It should be on the desktop here as well as my desktop at home. And those two they're supposed to be synced, but they're not. And I don't know if I can just go back to, maybe it will actually do that. I don't know. Let's see what this thing will do. Where's that? It's not even on here. I think we have, where'd it go? It's not there. Here we go. Interactive. Here we go. Interactive. Let's see if we got it here. It's supposed to be final. Where's the final folder at? It's supposed to be the final folder. Interactive engine. Zip files. There we go. No. Zip file. No. No. Well, I don't know. I don't know what happened to it. It was supposed to be, Anyway, we are live on Podbean. We could actually be doing video. We could probably be doing two videos. We could probably be broadcasting to a lot of different places. I am going to be using Rumble here after a while because I've decided not to use, YouTube's going back to their old things. I thought they were kind of opening things up and making things better. They are not. YouTube is censoring again. They're booting people off they're especially people who are, now some of it, I'm okay with some of it. There were people doing some AI stuff that it was just crap. It was just stupid stuff. It was clickbait. They were getting clicks. They were getting, again, of course, getting funded for it. So YouTube's trying to clean that up. And I appreciate that because it's just stupid stuff. And I get tired. Like somebody, this person jumps off of a boat and the boat sinks and it looks, you can tell it's all ridiculous or something will happen in a factory where some big thing is bouncing around. Happening, and the people are just standing around like it's not even affecting them at all. Sound, when you hear a big bang, it affects you, it scares you, it sends shockwaves through. You don't just stand there, especially with no hearing protection on. It's people cower away from that. Their body just fades back from that. These people just walking around like everything's normal, or things are, they move stuff through doors that are like a helicopter or something, electric helicopter. Some person gets in this helicopter and starts taking off, and inside a building, inside of a trade show or something, and they go out through the door with inches to spare on each side. We're supposed to believe this is just all happening. It's just stupid, weird stuff like that. It's kind of neat for conceptual stuff. But I think rather than banning it, I wish they would just require some kind of a disclaimer, automatically across the bottom, like a lower thirds type thing that says something about being AI because it's just, I get tired of that kind of baloney. But in the process, they're kind of, because of the scraping that they're doing and they're reducing and they're wiping clean some of the stuff, some of the channels on YouTube. Then they have to. They only have so much server space. They only have so much ability to process things and do things. Yet at some point, you get 15 to 20% of your servers all crammed up with that stuff, and it's eating up bandwidth. It's eating up all kinds of things. Then the people who are actually doing real content and educational stuff, it's not happening. Or there are people having a harder time getting to it. So. I understand that, and I get it. I don't like censorship in any way, but they've got a platform that they have to protect some of their the bandwidth too. They have responsibility to do that. But in my cup, in the, that's what everybody's waiting for this morning. In my cup, I have chai, my Big Train chai with cinnamon creamer in it that I actually put together at home, and I just heated up the water here at the worldwide headquarters, at the central nervous system of the entire operation here. I haven't been here for a couple weeks. I have in my backup cup, however, I have my sweet peach tea, homemade sweet peach tea. We went out to breakfast this morning. Went to a place over on the north side of town that we like to go to. Well, I didn't know that. I guess somebody bought them out. They're going to be closed for a couple of months. So we ended up coming back to this side of town. It's about a 20-minute drive. There's a place about 10 minutes from our house that we actually stopped at a new place. It's under new management. Another one that got bought out, changed. My wife had never been there, so we decided to stop in there and have some breakfast. And it was actually pretty good. It was kind of expensive. Well, it wouldn't have been expensive. What was weird is, you know, the omelet, I got a build-your-own two-meat, you know, two-vegetables and cheese omelet, $13. Not bad. Not too bad, actually, at all, if it's a decent-sized omelet. However, little problem. I got a glass of orange juice. I sat down. She said, "Do you want anything to drink?" She was going to try to pour me coffee. I was like, "Well, I don't drink coffee. My wife doesn't drink coffee. She wanted water, so I should have gotten water and then looked at the prices." Orange juice is, you know, that no warning or anything. It's a very large glass of orange juice. It's fresh squeezed, supposedly. It was good orange juice. Nothing wrong with it. $7 for a glass of orange juice. That was half the price of my omelet. If I had known that, I probably would not have gotten it. I don't know what a gallon of orange juice costs nowadays. Let's look up. We got the worldwide internet right here. Let's just what is the average price? It's the average price of a gallon. Probably buy it in a half gallon for orange juice. Let's just see what it is. $6. From $6 to $9. A gallon of orange juice generally costs between $6 and $9. Now, I would imagine in my part of the country, Walmart's great value and typically around $6. In my part of the country, it's probably around that lower part of that. California's going to be warm, I'm sure. I can buy it and have it delivered to my home. Tropicana 100% orange juice, original, $8.39. I paid $7 for a glass of orange juice. You can buy a gallon of whatever this is. I can't see the brand name on there. It just says 100% orange juice, probably the best stuff in the world. $6.19. A gallon for a gallon, not a cup. A gallon for less than I paid for that glass of orange. It's not that I can't afford it. What gets me is that I feel like it's wrong. It's wrong to charge that much for. What's happening to our economy here? I don't know. So you tell me what you think about that. It's pretty amazing. What happened to my? Where'd it go? There we go. I couldn't see my screen. Anybody starts texting me, I can't see what's going on there. Now, I have no video, no audio, nothing to play for you today. And we don't have any AI characters to deal with, apparently, because if my AI thing is not going to work here at this office, I got to get that working somehow here at the worldwide headquarters, because after all, this is the premium station to have the show from, and we can't do that. Now, the other thing I want to talk about, there's still a war, I guess, going on in Iran. There's still some activity, some kinetic activity going on there. There's still missiles being fired, still things being taken out. About every time they shoot a missile, their mechanism kind of trigger. Now, there was an interesting, the guy named George, what's his name? George something. I can't remember what his name is. He's on a channel on YouTube. I listen to quite a bit. And he was on talking about Rubio. He dug up some stuff about what Rubio was saying a long time ago. I think it was back in the 2016 or 2015 time span, right around that time when he's running for president, right during the primaries. He said some things about where Iran is at and what's happening with their defense system and just all the Obama era stuff that happened with Iran, all the money that was returned, all the things that were done that enabled them to get to where they were at. Now the tipping point was this. And this is why Trump had to do something now. And of course Israel was right. They're always on board with that because Iran is not one of their friends. They've always been after Iran, but it was time to do something. And I mean, the U.S.'s main goal was to enable them to be basically stopped from escalating. They were at a point, a tipping point. The tipping point was this. They were setting up a defense system to where they were going to be almost, it would have taken a whole lot more to take them out. Once they have the kind of covering they were going to have with the kind of missile systems that they were developing and building, and buying, being provided. Once they had that in place, they would basically have a huge defense. Now, once you, and it's all about defense. Once you have a defense that's capable of keeping people away, now you have the shelter within which to build the nuclear weapons and systems that they were going to do, or even just to get them imported. And so they were going to get, you know, the components would come together pretty quickly, and they could actually do it, you know, in relative secrecy and with shelter in that respect. Here's the problem. Now we've got a nuclear power that's similar. And one of the things that Rubio equated it to was we have one already called North Korea, where we have a crazy wacko guy who now apparently has nuclear weapons. And of course, if you go against North Korea, you involve a whole lot more than just North Korea. There's a whole lot more going on there because of the access of the other people that they are, the other countries that they are aligned with. So it's a very difficult situation there. This would have become probably 10 times worse than North Korea, with Iran having a nuclear power. Or one thing, North Korea isn't really interested in getting rid of any of its neighbors. It just wants to defend itself and wants to maintain its hermit country ability. It's a dictatorship, and the people there are, you talk to anybody who's made it out of that place, it's a horrible place to live. Yeah, you can live there. You can get by. You can, you know, he manages the little drone, his little people there. But that they, you always work. You know, it's a weird cult. It's just a huge country it's a cult the size of a country. Very weird. And then you have, you have Iran it has a radical jihadist mentality with who's running the show there for a while. Rubio was right about that. There's it's not that they just want to defend themselves and be their own country. They want to be, they have a mission, and it's an ideological theological radical law that they think that they need to actually provoke and become the hand of God, if you will, the hand of justice on the earth by rising up and taking over. And of course, the one thing that's holding them back from that is Israel, so they want to destroy Israel. And the main reason they hate us is because of our involvement with Israel, because of our partnership with Israel. That's the main reason they don't like us. However, there's more to it than that, but it's just a whole lot of other things. So here we are with this world situation, and of course, it has an effect on our economy. The, you know, gas prices were down; they were well under $3 a gallon there for a little while, for about 5 minutes, and then this all happened. Now, I don't think it's going to last long, and I think that what you're going to see is a What's really weird about this country, the way people vote, is now there's some speculation about how the Democrats are on the comeback trail to win the House and the Senate this year and in the fall. I'm not convinced of that. The only thing that really matters with regard to where we are in the country is about the last week's, 8 weeks prior to the election, which is why they want to stretch elections out over a number of weeks, usually over a month, usually most countries, where there's early voting. And we're not just talking about a few days. We're talking about a month or more, some places. I have always hated that. It's just, to me, it seems like it is unfair. It just enables either one, they can ballot harvest, do other, there's just, it opens things up for more nefarious activity. They can ballot harvest, they can get more things in, or they can tamper with ballots that have been taken in. This is why they go into this storage facility where it's watched all the time. No, it's not. Give me a break. Things get tampered with and messed with all the time when they're sitting around with people involved, with little fingers involved. How did they get all the ballots under a table in Atlanta? How'd that happen? Oh, we're going to send the observers home now because, oh, we're going to go home. We have to take a break. Our workers are tired. They need to go home and take a break now. So you guys have to leave. Okay. The observers that they had over in the corner in a little 3-foot section of from the wall, they were supposed to be able to observe. I would have taken my binoculars. So they're doing all that. And then all of a sudden, after the observers leave, oh, by the way, we got these boxes of ballots under the table. Oh, we better run those through before we go home. They kept on doing it. They never stopped. They sent the observers home, and then they went about their business. They pulled the ballots out, started running them through the machines. Nothing to see here. Oh, well, we just happened. We totally forgot about those. Oh, I guess we'll have to stay and do those now. Oh, rats. We already sent the observers home. Shoot. Oh, well. I'm sure they were all upset about that. So ridiculous. So this is what happens when you do this kind of thing. Is this thing on? I guess it is. So this is the kind of stuff that early voting kind of bothers me about. Now, if it was a week, that'd be one thing. Because everybody's there, everybody's working, the people who are doing the poll, the volunteers are all around, the inspectors, all the people are watching a little bit more closely. Because you can do that for a week. You can't do that for 2 months. Pack away stuff and people still have access to those, to the ballots because if you continue to open up for open ballot, early voting, people are, you're still storing away. The storage facilities aren't under some kind of lock and key Fort Knox type place. This is, we're just don't. As Putin would like to, has said many times, it's not the people who vote that count, it's the people who count the votes. So you have to kind of realize that, put yourself in that position and understand that means something. He's saying something that means something. We should be paying attention to what he's saying. So this whole thing about voter fraud and everything that happened down in... Now, the SAVE Act would probably not change some of that. However, when you have ballots that are verified with a person's ID, and why are the Democrats, again, pushing against... It's like 70-some% of Democrats polled, of the normal general public out there, agree that voter ID is a good idea. Of course, over 80%, well over 80%, I think close to 90% of Republicans believe that voter ID is a good idea. You've got a total population. The total population, regardless of party, about 83, I think it's 83% of Americans believe that there should be voter ID. That's a winning issue for both sides. And of course, the Democrats come out, the white racist Democrats come out and say, well, that excludes that's going to exclude black people. That's going to exclude a lot of people are going to be disenfranchised. They're going to be, you know, excluded from voting because because they're too stupid to get an ID or something. If you can't function to the point where you can get an ID, I'm questioning whether or not you have the wherewithal to vote. If it's such an important thing to do, then why are you, because somebody else is doing it for you, or because, you know, whatever is going on there. If you can show up at a ballot box, or you can fill out a voting form, I would think you'd be able to access, you know, if it's voting, is so important. Yeah. So that's what the Democrats do. We have, and there's some Republicans apparently as well. And this is what bothers me more than anything. It's like Thune. Where is Thune from anyway? What's, is it Senator? Senator Thune. Let's look here. John Thune, he's the majority leader. He's one of those self-aggrandizers. He's 65. He's older than I am. Wow. Also taller than I am, but that doesn't mean anything. Who is this? I thought he was Republican. Is he Republican? Democrats talk a good game, but there's sort of putting whatever he's blah, blah, blah. John Randolph Thune is an American politician serving as South Dakota. He's a senator from South Dakota. From 1997 to 2003, he was a U.S. representative for South Dakota at large congressional district. Born 1761. He's only a year older than me. Well, I guess year and a half older than me. You'd never know it the way he is acting right now. Just because he's blocking the SAVE Act, and it's for stupid reasons. And this is the thing. He could just say bring it to a vote. We don't have enough Republicans to do it. But McConnell, of course, is also another one that's talking about not voting for the SAVE Act. And what are you trying to accomplish here with this? Another thing is there's this thing called the stay home filibuster, or whatever it's called, the ghost filibuster, whatever it's called. They changed the whole rules on the filibuster. It used to be you used to have to attend Congress in order to filibuster. Now you don't. You just don't show up, and you're filibustering. That's not the way it's supposed to have been working. So they were trying to the pressure to put it back on so that they had to have the old rules for filibuster, and you have to actually show up and then to keep it from going to a vote. Well, the problem is, there are things that there are Republicans that want to try to get through the House, and the only way they can do it is through this filibuster system. And so he's saying, well, there's other things. If we get rid of that, then that's going to ruin some other things that we want to try to get. No, then maybe they shouldn't go through. What is wrong with you people? I don't get it. I don't understand the thinking here behind some of this, because he's in the way he's communicating everything he's doing. So it's just on and on again and again. We have these rhinos that are exposed independents, and then we have people like, you know, John Fetterman, who are talking more sense than John Thune is. So it's very alarming, very disheartening, ridiculous. So that's where the SAVE Act is. I think it's gonna be dead. We're not gonna have free and fair elections for very much longer if they continue to be able to do what they're doing. Now, of course, we have a new advocate for the idea that elections can be rigged. I believe that Al Green actually has been displaced now in the primary. He's been primaried out, and of course, Jasmine Crockett, who was trying to get into the Senate race in Texas, Apparently her career is over with politics. I don't put it past any of these people. Once they've had a taste of power, they'll do anything to get back in again. The primary apparently didn't go so well for her. They hadn't got everything counted, and she basically went out to her little constituents in her little celebration room, and she told them that she was going home because they probably weren't going to have all the votes count until the next day. What that means is I don't want to be around when I have to go sobbing off into the darkness. But she lost. She lost the primary, so she's out. And my understanding was Al Green also lost. To my utter surprise, and I wasn't really paying that much attention to it, but I'm actually gleefully optimistic that they call him Eyepatch McCain. I can't even think of his name now. All I can think of was Eyepatch McCain. Oh, what's the guy's name? Crenshaw, Dan Crenshaw. He's also been primaried out, the way I understand it, which is, as far as I'm concerned, see you later. He was a guy, unfortunately, most people didn't talk about this guy. He was making more money in the stock market than Nancy Pelosi was. And he was on the Security Council Committee. So, of course, he was had all kinds of insider information as well. And nobody seemed to have a problem with that. I don't understand why nobody talked about that at all. But yeah, he was getting away with all that stuff. Now, I don't know how things are going to pan out here we have Maduro, we have Iran, and at the same time, we've got things with Greenland. We've got everything going on with the Middle East itself, with Gaza. We also have the stuff going on with Russia and Ukraine. Now, my understanding is that Russia basically is kind of got their hands tied right now with so much going on with Ukraine that they're in kind of a embattled in this issue situation now, where their defense is a little bit restricted right now. Part of that, I think, is Trump has kind of taken advantage of that, basically going into some of these places where Russia would normally step up and kind of be a bully in this situation, try to act as some kind of defense, and they're not doing that. They're not able to. They're in no position. Now, from what I know about Trump is he knows he always talks about, you don't have any cards. You don't have the cards. And of course, he told Vladimir that initially, you don't have the cards. Well, I'm not playing cards. It's a metaphor. We're not really playing cards here, but you don't have any. The point is, if we were, you got nothing. And it just, what he's basically saying is you got to accept reality here at some point. And not everybody's going to just continue to dump money into your little part of the world and keep your little kingdom going, because he realized he stopped elections there. There's no elections now in Ukraine because of the war. We're at war. Can't have elections. Okay. Well, now you're not a democrat society anymore. Not a democracy, which is, we're not either, but it's we use a democratic process. The Democrat Party doesn't do that. They're pretty much a dictatorship as well. When you look at the way they establish parties, of course, again, Crockett blamed the Republicans. Oh, it's all the Republicans' fault for, redoing the districts and all that stuff. Okay, whatever. It was your primary. So a Democrat still won because it was a Democrat primary. I don't know how that affected. I don't know how the redistricting, you can blame that necessarily on Democrats or on Republicans, because you're all of a sudden she didn't win. So she's saying it's rigged. She's also come out now and she's saying it's not fair. It's rigged. Of course, she realized now she's sounding just like Trump. And so she has to be really careful with that. So she initially came out and was blasting that all over the place, and she was kind of lashing out. Now she's kind of toned that down a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit. And we'll see what happens with all that. Anyway, that's about all there is about that. And only other thing, tomorrow we're going to be talking about finances. Financial Friday is the big show tomorrow. It'll be from Columbus, Ohio. Speaking of places, I want to go talk a little bit about, I'm going to move this thing over here somewhere so that it can live on its own. That way I can keep an eye on it. Let me put this, I got to move my screen around here a little bit. There we go. That's working. That's working. That's all I need to see is that working. In case somebody wants to type in and say something here. Why is that going to expire? That makes no sense whatsoever. I'm live on the show right now, and it wants me to re-sign in. What's that about? So I have, obviously I'm signed in. I want to look at some of the statistics here. We have got some new places that are listening to the show, which is kind of odd. Kind of odd. We have, where's this thing? The listens, yeah, they're where are they? They're up there. Let's see, what is today? Today is the 5th, and that is the 5th. Okay, so they're kind of bounce. They bounce all over the place. But what's fun here is looking at the geographic statistics a little bit once in a while. Lakewood, New Jersey, I think has been at the top of the, barely at the top of the hill here. Seville, New York. I don't know. Evansville, Indiana. Apparently, I've got some loyal listeners down in Evansville. I don't know. I appreciate that. You Hoosier folk down there. Springfield, Massachusetts. Of course, then there's some place in Guangdong. I don't know. I guess that's China. I don't know. Because I do have some listeners in China now. That's the thing I was going to talk about. All of a sudden, we've got China. Tokyo has been on the map here for a while. Of course, South Bend, Indiana, of course. Jacksonville, Florida. London. London, England, places in Indiana, of course, New York, New York. There's actually some people go, quite a few there. That's a pretty high number. That's okay. I'm looking at the wrong side. Yeah. That's still a pretty high number. Sydney, of course, Australia, Cambridge, Massachusetts, Boston, places here in the country. And there's another Hong Kong is up there on the charts. What else we got here? Newcastle, Los Angeles, of course. Helsinki is an interesting one. But here's what's kind of fun. We have, of course, Japan is on the chart, and I'm not sure that was on the chart before. I can't remember what is the number over there. It's pretty high. It's a pretty high number for Bangladesh. Made it on the chart this time. The newest one, and probably the most interesting one. I didn't realize. Chile is a very long country. Basically the whole western part of South America. But it's Chile is on the map now. Somebody from Chile is watching. Portugal, Spain, of course. And what is this one right here? It's Italy. Italy, France. Yeah, what is? There's something else there that's not showing up. It's going to be on there. Portugal, I think I just said that already. Ireland, UK, of course, the UK. Ireland, yeah, UK. What is that right there? Is France, Germany, and Brazil, of course, Brazil was on there before, I believe. New Zealand and Australia. New Zealand didn't have anybody for a long time. New Zealand's got some listeners now, so that's kind of fun. What's that one up there? Did I say Finland? I don't know if I said that or not. There's quite a few, actually, from Finland up there. The Finlanders. That's Sweden, Norway. Where is there's Iceland, okay, and Greenland. I guess Greenland's a lot smaller, or a lot larger than Iceland. Is it Greenland that we're taking? I think it's Greenland we're taking over. I might have said Iceland earlier. Greenland's going to become a United States, United States. Interestingly enough, let's look at, what is the population of Greenland? Let's find out. What is population of Greenland? There it is right there. Not Greenfield, Indiana. Oh my word. 56,000 people. That was in 2024. I'm sure it's gone up since then. 56,000 people in Greenland. Um 56,000 people, less than 100,000 people in Greenland. Yeah, it's a big area for that many people. Iceland, for example, is much smaller. 60% of its population lives in Reykjavik, but it has almost a 500,000. It's got 383,000. I guess that's a third of a million, maybe a little more than a third. Yeah, that's pretty small, actually. It's a pretty small population when you think about it. The big town here close to me has 100,000 people in it. So it's kind of a, the county, I think, has that much in it. So it's kind of, I mean, when you put things in those kinds of perspective, you know, when you talk about another country, you just think, oh, it's a big country. It's not just a state, it's a country. Folks, we got counties with more people in them than that. We got cities with more people in them than that. Combined, if you combine Iceland and Greenland, we have cities with more people than that. And it's in the state of Indiana, of course. What is the population of? Let's find out here. I don't know how many people are in my county. All right, there it is. So we got here. 206,000. So it's awfully close. More than Greenland. What is that? More? That's like three times more than there are in Greenland, in my county. See, when you put things into that kind of perspective, it adds a little something to the whole equation, doesn't it? In terms of industrial capability, in terms of, you know, output, GDP, all that kind of stuff. When their healthcare system and their all that, they like to compare, like Norway. Let's find out. Norway, I know it's got more than a million. Everybody talks about Norway all the time. 5.65 million. Yeah. So as of 2020, they actually just took a census 2026. Norway is approximately 5.65 million people. Now that's, you know, when you look at, for instance, well, what do we have here? 5.6. What is it? Why does it do that? Why does it? Once in a while, if I just touch something wrong, it in on a web, on a browser window, it zooms in, and I don't have any way to zoom out. It's really bizarre. If I hit escape, no, there's got to be a way to do that. There's something I found. Yeah, there we go. I have to click that. No, I don't want to do that. Did not want to do that. Well, maybe I'm still recording here. Maybe I'm still live on the, it still says 44 minutes. Well, yeah, it's still there. Wow. That's weird. I got rid of the window and it's still, I'm still live. So that's kind of encouraging to think that it's actually still working. I don't, maybe it's still encouraging. I don't know. In the meantime, folks, the show's gone kind of long, I guess, already. So I'm just going to be done with it. But the In the meantime, we've got tomorrow yet, and then, like I said, tomorrow's going to be a live show, or not a live show, it's going to be a show, a late show, from Columbus, Ohio. And I'm going to go, I've got, you know what, I found, I kind of like the intro music from the other one. I like the exit on this one. If that makes any sense. I don't know if it makes any sense or not. This is, it has a certain swing to it, but it's also got that kind of energy thing that it'll last a little bit longer. This one actually has a little, I guess it goes 2 minutes. The other one goes a minute. So anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. And thanks for subscribing. Thanks for doing all that stuff. If you want to call the show or text the show, it's 574-651-7685. You can leave a message and I will, in the meantime, I will see ya.